Welcome to Summer at Christ Church. I'm Jason Cullum, lead pastor here. I want to welcome in everyone watching at Fleming Island or up in the attic. Thank you for being with us today. And I am so excited about today. I mean, growing up as a kid in the 80s, playing baseball, there were several iconic players that you tried to be like. You tried to swing your bat like, you tried to hit home runs like. There were people like Don Mattingly or George Brett. And then the guy we had this weekend, Darryl Strawberry. I mean, his career stats are unbelievable. He broke into the league in 1983. In his first year, he was Rookie of the Year. From that point forward, he went on to hit 335 home runs, over 1,000 RBIs. He was a four-time World Series champion, eight-time All-Star, and he won the Home Run Derby. Wives, if you don't know what any of that means, ask your husbands. But I'm telling you, this guy was the real deal. And while he had an incredible career on the field, off the field was a little bit of a different story. He definitely had some challenges in life, but today he's going to share with you how he overcame those challenges to persevere and to be able to be here today and to share his story on our stage. He actually has written this story down in a book he's written a couple years ago called Straw, Finding My Way. And what's amazing is he's taken his challenges in life and his recovery story, and he's put it to work helping others. You see, Darryl Strawberry started a foundation that actually now has a recovery center down in St. Cloud, Florida. And so, Christ Church, would you join me in welcoming to the stage Darryl Strawberry?
All right, brother. Thank you, Pastor. Get him. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory, glory to God. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. No matter what, do you believe? That's the whole key. Is believing him and believing his power. Because when he got up with all power. So we're able to experience the power that Jesus got up with. We're able to experience that in our life. Let us pray. Father, I just thank you for this night. I thank you for this weekend. I thank you for Pastor Jason, his staff, everyone. Lord, we give you honor and glory because you are so worthy to be praised. There's no one like you. Lord, I just thank you for what you're about to do this weekend. I thank you that someone may be here this weekend, may come to know who Jesus is and have an encounter with Jesus. Those that need to be refreshing, Father, I pray that you will use me, speak through me, and use me that they may be refreshed at this time. Lord, we honor you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's good to be here, Christ Church. I wasn't always like that, like I am right now. I wasn't always like this. I was a liar. I was a cheater. I was a womanizer. I was an alcoholic. I was a drug addict. I was a sinner. Saved by grace. God's grace is sufficient. It's only his grace why I stand here and who I am today. I'm going to give you a little bit about my story. Then I'm going to bring a word tonight because God's got a word for someone. But my story was, I grew up in a dysfunctional house. My dad was an alcoholic. He beat the crap out of me, told me I'd never amount to nothing. He came home one night. I was 13 years old. My brother was 14. My other brother was 15. He came home one night and he pulled out a shotgun and he said he was going to kill all of us on another drunken night. See, nobody really knows about that. All they know is I put on the baseball uniform and I played baseball. See, we came this close to killing my dad that night. It could have been a tragedy in our life from the beginning. But my mom realized from that point my dad no longer would be a part of our life. So she removed him from our life. But you have to understand, church, beatings and being told you're never going to be nothing and believing it, you have to understand the issues were there before I ever put on a uniform. And how many of us know that we've had some issues before we ever stepped into who we were? Real issues. And if you don't deal with the real issues, I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to play out in your life. I don't care who you are, what you achieve, they will play out in your life. And I was no different. You know, I think everybody looked at me and thought, wow, you know, this man is great. He's a great baseball player and all these things. But they don't understand the issue was already embedded in me before I put the uniform on and start hitting home runs. The beatings, being told I'd never be nothing, believing it. Even when I was hitting the home runs, you know, and I used to always think I'm running around the bases and the fans are cheering for me. And I'm thinking to myself, they don't even know who I am. All they know is I can play baseball and I can play it well. That's what they said. So this is where it started with me, you know, from the fact of going through the minor leagues and, you know, even in high school. This is for somebody here tonight. This is a word for somebody here tonight. God's telling you, don't ever quit. Because if you quit, you don't know the journey God has for you. God's got a great journey for all of us. God created all of us. He's got a journey for all of us. It's his journey for our life if you don't quit. Most of us give up and quit. We can never walk into the victorious life as being a Christian. And, you know, had I quit, you know, when I think about my career, I came this close to quitting an A-ball because I had issues. And I didn't know who I was. And I wanted to know, who am I? I came this close to quitting. And the organization asked me to give it another year in the minor leagues. And I gave it another year. And the next year, I went back, 1982, I was a Texas League MVP. Because I didn't quit. That's for somebody tonight. Don't quit. Don't give up. God's got something greater for your life. So I go from there to Texas League MVP, and then I go to AAA. And I spend 1 month in AAA, and I'm in the big leagues at 21 because I didn't quit. But even getting to the big leagues at the age of 21, which I always wanted to do, play Major League Baseball, and I got there. If you're anything like me, how many of you have been like an instant gratification fixed person? I need you to fix me right now. So I got to the big leagues, 1983, my first road trip on the big leagues. A veteran player told me, go back to the bathroom. Now, when you got issues, you want to fit in. Am I the only one wanted to fit in? So I have these issues and I want to fit in. He tells me to go back to the bathroom, and there it was. I was 21 years old in the big leagues, and they introduced me to cocaine. But I just wanted to fit in, and I just wanted to be a part. Like most of us, we want to fit in, we want to be a part. So I went back to the bathroom, I hit it, and I liked it. Because you got to remember, I had issues. But don't ever think because you got issues, your life cannot be healed by God. Because in the Bible, everybody had issues. When you start reading and understanding, it's full of issues. So don't just think, you know, you're the Lone Ranger, you're the only one that has these issues and you can't overcome these issues. Because I'm a living witness to what can happen and you can overcome through the blood of the Lamb. Not through yourself, but through the blood of the Lamb. It's only through the blood of the Lamb that I became an overcomer. And it wasn't It wasn't anything great about me. You know, I just played baseball. I made millions of dollars and had homes, cars, and I was never happy. Had I known how good I was, I probably would have took better care of myself. I just didn't know. I just played, I went out, I drank, I drugged, I got into everything that you can get into in that life. I mean, it looks great from a distance when we watch and see athletes and stars, and we're like the most miserable people you can ever imagine. Oh, y'all don't hear me in this church. Deep down inside, we're like the most miserable people that you can ever imagine. You know, because everybody looks at all the stuff, you know, and say, well, you have everything. You have all the money. You have this. Why are you miserable? Because stuff does not make you happy. All it does is causes more problems in your life. And that's what it was for me. I had more stuff, and I used to sit around and go, oh, my God, is this all it is to life? Buying more cars, buying more homes, buying more stuff. Jesus said it clear. What good does it do for a man to profit the whole world and lose his soul? What good does it do you? That was me. Profit it all, but I was on my way to hell. And the reason why I say that, because I was lost in a dying world. I was lost in sin. I was lost in hurt. I was lost in forgiveness. Because I didn't forgive my father for the beatings. I didn't forgive my father for the things he said to me. And he didn't know any better. God told me that when God restored me. God sent me down to the hospital to see the man that beat me. And God told me, because of keeping him out of my life, God told me to go repent to him. Huh. What do you think about that? God tells you to go repent to somebody. I was like, are you serious, Lord? See, God told me that two wrongs don't make a right. So he didn't know any better. So I went down to the hospital, and he was sick. And I laid on his lap and cried so hard and repented to him because God told me to. And God says, how dare you not forgive, and I forgave you. How dare. Not only did I forgive him, and I cried, now God says, lead him to the Lord. And I led him to the Lord. That's the goodness of an awesome God that we serve, that we find right where we at, and all our mess, all our confusion, all our struggles. God loves you right where you at. Look at this. This was a broken piece of a man. Had everything but had nothing. See, I didn't have nothing until I found Jesus. I didn't have nothing until I found Jesus. Because everything else was empty. Everything else was just stuff. But Jesus, hallelujah, is eternal. It's a big difference in stuff and eternal. And I think a lot of times we think the stuff that's going to really fix everything in our life, and it really doesn't, because you know what happens? We end up with the wrong identity. See, I ended up with the wrong identity, and I'm going to talk tonight about that because I had the wrong identity, and you saw the video, and you saw the home runs, and he's dead. That guy is dead. He no longer lives. See, he had to die to get life. Oh, y'all don't hear me, huh? Some of you are going to die tonight, and you're going to get life through the power of God. It has nothing to do about me. It has to do because of how great Jesus is and how he hung on the cross for a sinner like me, shedded his blood for a sinner like me, that I may have life and may have it more abundantly. And that's what I'm going to talk about tonight. I'm going to talk about finding my identity in Christ. There's a finding that you have to do. Not anybody else. There's a finding you yourself have to do. You have to find out who your identity is in Christ. And when you do, that will be the greatest gift you have ever given to yourself if you don't know who you are in Christ. Because the enemy has a purpose. The enemy's purpose is to deceive you so you don't know who you are in Christ. See, the enemy didn't care about me having all the stuff. Jesus didn't care about home runs and grand slams. Jesus was concerned was all going to be well in my soul. He wasn't concerned about grand slams and home runs and championships. He was concerned was all going to be well in my soul, just like you here tonight. He's concerned it's all going to be well in your soul. The finding my identity. And it talks about it. Jesus talks about it in John 10:10. He makes it so plain and so clear. He makes it clear that we understand it, that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it more abundantly. That's what Jesus said. He talks about it clear. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it more abundant. See, abundant life is not stuff. Abundant life is holiness, righteousness, joy, peace, freedom. See, you get free when you say yes to Jesus. Then you find your identity, who you are in Christ. I didn't go to school for the Bible. I played baseball all those years. But I got to a place where I said yes to Jesus. And you know what that means, three-letter word? You enjoy salvation. It means you get to enjoy salvation. And it's free because it's right here in this book. This is the greatest book I ever read. This one right here.